today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about Ramadan, the month of dua or supplication.
الصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا القلب الصدي.
Today, Wednesday, is the 11th of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the shining book of Allah, the Holy Quran, and we listen to verses 17 to 21 of chapter Ar-Rahman.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Rabbul mashriqayn wa rabbul maghribayn.
He is Lord of the two sunrises and Lord of the two sunsets.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ يَلْتَقِيَانِ.
He released the two seas, meeting side by side.
بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ لَا يَبْغِيَانِ.
Between them is a barrier, so neither of them transgresses.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Allah Almighty is the Lord of two easts and two wests. It is true that each and every day the sun rises from a point and sets in another. Thus the number of easts and wests run to the number of the days. But taking into account the maximum northern and southern axes, we notice that other easts and wests fall between the twines. Such order is the origin of the emergence of the seasons, engendering abundance, and it actually emphasizes and completes the contents of the foregoing blessed verses treating of the well-measured calculation of the course of the sun and the moon.
أشهر الرحمن فيك أنزل القرآن.
On the month of Allah, this is today's special and importance of dua or supplication during this month. Dear brothers and sisters, the significance of making supplications during Ramadan can be understood from the verse that follows the verse on Ramadan. Since the sequence of the verses in the Quran are significant in and of itself, the fact that Allah mentions dua right after the verse on Ramadan should tell us something. The Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse 186. Allah says, "And when my servants ask you, O Muhammad, concerning me, indeed I am near, I respond to the invocation of the supplication when he calls upon me. So let them respond to me by obedience and believe in me, that they may be rightly guided." This is a verse with profound meaning, needing an in-depth study by itself. First of all, it says that Allah expects us to ask about Him and ask Him for things. Then He says that He responds to any supplication of any color, even if they are not even Muslims. This is evident from the fact that He says color and not Muslims or my servants or mu'mineens. So no matter how close or distant you're from Allah, you just need to call Him once and He'll respond.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the value of praying and supplication in the month of Ramadan. First of all, praying and supplication are two important religious universals. So we can't find any religion, whether divine religion or, for example, man-made religion in the world, in which there isn't any sign of prayer or supplication. Even polytheists and pagans supplicated to the idols for having their wishes fulfilled. In the month of Ramadan, now we find that the whole opportunity, the whole situation is ready that those people who pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who supplicate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have their wishes well fulfilled. According to the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicates that وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أَدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. O Prophet, say to people to offer the prayers to me, and when they offer the prayers to me, I fulfill the prayers, the needs, I meet the needs. Those people who feel arrogant and don't come to pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I mean in terms of praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would be led to the divine hellfire. In this connection, we find that there are several indications in this Quranic verse. First of all, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors. Another one is that praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the whole ground ready for having our wishes and desires well fulfilled. Another one is those people who pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who express their wishes and needs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are superior to those people who pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who offer salats to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without requesting anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites everybody to ask things from Him, to ask, happy events from Him. So, this table of divine reception is always ready. It depends on us, so whether we move ahead in order to benefit from it or not. And another point is that those people who feel arrogant and not humble enough, they don't find themselves not humble enough to ask anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are among the transgressors, and certainly because of this moral vice, they are going to be led to the hellfire. Thank you.
رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
In this part, we have a question. Why you should be making the most dua in Ramadan? Dear friend, the month of Ramadan is a blessed period in the year of a Muslim. It is important to know as believers the methodology of attaining the maximum benefit from this blessed month. One of the acts of worship legislated upon us by Allah is dua, or supplication. We should be making dua on a regular basis throughout the year, but in the month of Ramadan, duas hold a greater value than the rest of the year. In the month of Ramadan, our duas, our supplication should increase. So let us not waste any time in the month of Ramadan, inshallah, and let us utilize this month wisely by increasing in our dua to the one who responds to all invocations. What prevents us from supplicating? Yes, we are talking about supplicating, and it's a good question. The point is that dua is not Amazon.com. You don't just search spouse, find your choice, click an order, and the next day your choice is there at your door. Allah answers your dua in the way He knows best, and at the time when He knows best, because He knows the future and you don't. He knows what's good for you and you don't. He answers your dua in one of three ways: by giving the thing asked for, by averting a calamity that would otherwise have afflicted him or her, and gifts waiting in the hereafter. Some say, I believe in the Qadr, the night of Qadr, and so I won't ask because Allah has already fixed everything for me. Don't human beings have free will? We are able to choose our way, and still the concept of Qadr is valid. Because our choices themselves are part of Qadr. Making dua is also part of Qadr.
When we feel weak, when we feel tired, when we feel hungry, we are reminded to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings that we rarely thank Allah for. We drink water every day. Do we thank Allah for the water that we have? We eat food every day. We take it for granted. We don't thank Allah for that. We think that this is something that we are entitled, something that is supposed to happen. We're supposed to eat, we're supposed to drink every day. No. There are many people that don't have food. There are many people that don't have water. Right now, alhamdulillah, we are fasting because of choice. We choose to fast. There are some people that fast because they have no other choice. They have to go hungry. So we have to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. And finally, in the state of mind, we have to keep our faith strong. We have to always put our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that gives us everything. Allah is the one who has been giving us everything. You know, you might see some people, they go through a small difficulty in life, and they start doubting in Allah. They start doubting and having bad doubt in Allah, bad faith in Allah, su'ul dhan. This is wrong, my dear brothers and sisters. When we see that we are hungry, and when we are reminded of the blessings that we have, the blessings, the food that we have, this reminds us that it is only Allah that gives us, and no one else. And we need to be thankful of that. We need to always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Keep and remember us too in your prayers and worshiping. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان